Yeah, yo, check it. November 4th, 2008, Barack Hussein Obama came to head of the state. President-elect off a premise for change. The whole world backed him, so he slaughtered McCain. So white folk thought, hey, we must be equal. You guys are free at last, can't be mad, black people. Turn 2009, that's a post-racial era. Racism is dead, let's focus on terror. Really? I didn't get the memo. Just like that, huh? Wow, that's simple. If racism is gone, why the Klan ain't in limbo? Why these crooked cops beating niggas like Kimbo? Why Katrina victims still ain't got essentials to make it out this motherfucker living in them shithole trailers? Then a taxpayer cut me mid-sentence. Told me sit down, hit me off with the business. He said,
shut up, niggas, you got Obama.
Hit me with that sentence. I should've whipped his motherfucking ass with the quickness. Telling me white, black, no difference. Couldn't understand how elections stop ignorance. I play along, went on my due diligence. Thinking to myself, but it can't be serious. But he was so convinced about the shit, so now I'm curious. Just like Ricky and Trey, right after Fury. Took him to Compton. This true, this problem. Just can't dodge. I'm hoping this ain't for real. If it is, then these black kids about to get killed. If they not educated with a trade or a skill. Even those in the workforce praying the field for racist crackers who attack us, cause Obama the real. How to spite, pick fights, trying to get blacks tight to make us beat the brakes off whites. Then they look at you crazy like,
niggas, you got Obama.
Post-racial era, now everything's fine. Black and white equal, now everything's fine. Sounds pretty good, but keep a couple things in mind. Last year was a fool, should serve as a sign. Worst year for jobs since 1945. Unemployment rate about 7.9. So get too deep in the unemployment line. So-called equal black folk trying to survive. So-called equal other folk work 9 to 5. Cause every time positions coming up on the back. The good old boy system keep blacks from getting high. I know it's hard to swallow, but the shit is all fat. A few of you that's listening probably say, that's whack. Discriminate? Come on, buddy, that's crap. How can we discriminate? The president is black.
Shut up, niggas, you got Obama. Shut up, niggas, you got Obama. Shut up, niggas, you got Obama now. So you can complain.
If I bring up Chess Master up here and ask him, what are the principles, Wojciech, and become a master of the game of chess, he'll say these four things. He'll say that you need a sense of patience. Now, if you don't have patience, don't even try to begin the game to learn it. He'll say you need a sense of timing. If you don't have a sense of timing, don't open the book. You have to have knowledge of your opponent, right? And then the fourth one that they'll tell you is that you need to have the willingness to make any and all sacrifices. Now, ladies and gentlemen, why are the dark side winning the game? It's because they've got infinite patience. They've been working on one thing for 50,000 years. I call that patience. They got a brilliant sense of timing because they know all about the astrology and the divination that we forgot, that our agricultural ancestors all knew about. Well, we're with the Julian calendar and we're not interested in any of that stuff anymore. We're slaves of the watch, but we don't know about the higher time to rule our own lives by. They have amazing knowledge of you, right? They have intense knowledge of us, their enemies. And the fourth one is the clincher, isn't it? Because they're willing to make any and all sacrifices when and wherever they need to do it.